弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
刚刚诗会也说，现在是我们农历新年，我也在这里向大家拜一个年。
The presider just mentioned today, now is the Chinese New Year. I want to wish everybody a happy New Year.
我今天跟大家一起思想的一个题目，就是说，叫做颠倒的王国。
The message I want to share with you today, is the kingdom that is upside down.
我相信我们都听过这个词。
I believe everybody hear this terminology.
我在想，今天我们来思想一下，为什么这是一个颠倒的王国
？Today, I like to everybody to think again on why this is called the upside down kingdom.
在我们念的经节里面谈到有一个官，他来问耶稣。
In the passage we just have read, we know that a certain official has come to ask Jesus questions.
他说我要做什么能够进天国。
And he's asking, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
很明显的，这个人跟一般的人有同样的一个看法。
Apparently, this person has the same opinion with others.
我们要做什么？是要做善事，帮助人。
What do we need to do? We need to do good things.
那么，耶稣呢的回答，我们一般人也都很了解。
And Jesus answered, the answers, we all know what the style that he answered.
那么耶稣是说，你要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，而且你还要来跟随我。
And Jesus said to him, you need to sell everything you have and give to the poor. And then you also need to come and follow me.
那么这个官听了这句话，他非常的忧愁。
And this official heard when he heard this, he became very sad.
为什么
？Why？
对这一句话，我们大概都有很多人有这样的一个看法。
Why？ Because for this passage, a lot of people.Has a special interpretation on this.
我们认为耶稣是说钱财的事情。
Some of us may say this is about treasure.
要把你所有的财富，你所拥有的一切，把它变卖，放弃。
And you need to give up everything you have and give up them.
可是假如我们仔细的思考从上下文来看的话。
But if you look carefully from the context.
耶稣是说按照一般的常理你们认为要这样做。
And according to the common sense, you,or everybody thinks this is the right way to do.
其实呢，耶稣是在说，现在你们的以前你们这样想，现在我来了，事情不同了。
What Jesus said, he was saying that you used to think this way.But since I have come, then things are starting to be become different.
那么耶稣说事情不同在哪里呢？说我们
What is the difference?
我们不能仅靠做好事变卖钱财才能进天国。
That means we cannot enter the kingdom of God by just observing the law or doing good.
我们还要跟随耶稣。
We also need to follow him.
把自己献身给主。
And we need to offer ourselves to the Lord.
这就是所谓的将我们的心献上当作活祭。
And this is what we sacrifice ourselves as living sacrifice.
那么我们也知道耶稣来了事情不同了。
We all know that when Jesus comes, things become different.
他把这个礼拜的礼仪改变了。
He has changed the ceremonial things.
崇拜不一定要到会堂。
Worshipping may not be held just in the in the church.
不一定仅仅是去教堂做礼拜祷告。
May not only be praying and worshiping.
事实上，不管我们做什么、想什么，都是想神的事，都是在崇拜。
No matter where you are, as long as you are thinking about heavenly things, you are worshiping God.
所以我们的崇拜是我们的读经。是我们的灵修，是我们的祷告，是我们的分享。
So our worship is our Bible reading, our prayer time, and our fellowship, etc.
无论我们为神做什么事，做任何的事，都是崇拜。
Whatever we do for the Lord is considered as worshiping.
从另外一个角度来看,
from a different point of view,
我们基督徒是有所为有所不为。
And our Christians need to do something and also need not, should not do something.
也就是说，我们要做一些我们应该做的事，不做不应该做的事，就可以进天国。
That means by doing what we ought to do, and not doing what we shouldn't do, then we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
这是常理。
And this is the common sense.
这是属是的想法。
And this is what worldly thinks.
是合乎当时的风俗习惯。
And it follows the pattern of the world.
可是我们要知道，耶稣的教导是属灵的教导。
But we should know Jesus' teaching is spiritual.
因为耶稣是在新约时代的时候来的。
And he came during the era of New Testament.
他带着恩典来的。
It's an era of grace.
比方说，如果我问你，一个人得罪了你，你要在什么情况之下你会原谅他。
For example, if somebody offends you, under what situation you should forgive him?
我可能说， 我要先认罪悔改，然后我就可以原谅他。
I may want to say that he need to confess and he need to repent, then I can forgive him.
换句话说，按照常理，原谅是我们以认罪悔改所得到的。
In other words, forgiveness is obtained by some condition like confessing and also repent.
所以这有一个次序。
So there is an order.
先认罪悔改，然后得到原谅。
And first confess and then repent, then you get forgiveness.
可是耶稣是不是想这样想的呢？
But is this what Jesus teach us?
我说不是。
I say no.
为什么？
Why?
我们想一想，有一个被抓到在犯奸淫的时候被抓到的妇人，被人带到耶稣面前来。
We know the story that a woman whocommit adultery was caught and was brought over to Jesus.
耶稣说，你们哪一个没有犯过罪的可以先扔那第一块石头。
And Jesus tell the people that whoever who had considered him never sinned before can cast the stone first.
结果我们知道没有一个人扔的用石头打他，那些人都走了。
And we know the end. Every people left.
耶稣说什么？
What Jesus said?
耶稣跟那个妇人说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，不要再犯罪。
Jesus said to the woman, I will not condemn your sin either. Go and sin no more.
这里的次序是耶稣先原谅了他。
So here's the ordering. Jesus forgave first.
我也不定你的罪，去吧。
I will not condemn you. Go and sin no more.
对，我先原谅你，然后你不犯罪。
So I first forgive you, and then you sin no more. And why Jesus forgives her? Because the love.
耶稣爱她，所以
Jesus loved her so that he forgave her.
同样的，耶稣爱我们。
In the same way, because Jesus loved us,
所以他原谅了我们。
So he forgave us.
所以我们没有做任何的事情，没有做任何的好的事情来赢得我们的救恩。
Therefore, we don't need to do anythingto obtain, to gain the salvation.
所以我们说，新约时代，耶稣来了，事情要改变了。
That's why we say in the New Testament era, when Jesus comes, everything is different.
同样的，耶稣是我们的救主。
Similarly, Jesus is our Savior.
他来拯救我们。
He came to save us.
按照常理，一个来拯救人的是个大的英雄。
According to a common sense, the Savior should be a giant hero, famous hero.
大有能力。
With great power,
大有地位
and with a prestigious
可是耶稣呢？
But Jesus，
耶稣是怎么来的？
How he came to this world？
他是以卑微的身份来的。
He came with a humblest identity。
降生在马槽里。
He was born in the manger。
跟那一些卑微的人在一起。
And with those humble shepherds。
耶稣长大开始有他的事工的时候。
When Jesus grew up and starting his ministry,
他在世上受了很多的羞辱。
And he was humiliated in this world.
受了很多的挫折。
And he also suffered a lot.
然后他受了最苦的死刑。
And also he suffered the tragic death penalty.
死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
然后他复活升天得荣耀。
Then he was raised and he ascended to the heaven and was glorified.
所以不按常理，我们每一个人都是，假如我们要有荣耀，我们先要卑微。
So this is not according to the common sense. If we want to be having glory, so we must humble ourselves.
我们要向前，必须要先退后。
We want to move forward. We must be moving backward.
我们要领导人，我们必须要先侍奉人。
If we want to lead, we must first serve.
我们看约瑟。
Let's look at the example of Joseph.
约瑟先被卖到波提反家。
Joseph was sold to the house of Potiphar.
被关在监狱里。
And he was put in the prison.
然后得到了荣耀。
But then finally he got his glory.
同样的，我们也要先受苦，然后才能得荣耀。
Similarly, we also need to suffer, and then we can be, can get glory.
这是我们刚刚读经的时候所读过的。
This is just what we have read.
那么我们现在来思想一下，在这个登山宝训里面有两个非常有名的对立的句子。
Let's think about the Sermon on the Mountain from Gospel of Matthew. There are very famous opposing sentences.
那么这个对立的句子呢，是什么？
What are these sentences?
那么它有一个形式。
This has certain forms.
对，是一种有一个 form， 什么 form 呢？它是说，你们又听见有吩咐古人的话。
You have heard what it used to be said.
只是我告诉你们。
But I tell you.
所以听见古人所说的话是常理。
So what you heard from the past is a common sense.
只是我告诉你是与常理不同。
But the way I tell you is not the same.
我们看一些例子。
Let's see some examples.
你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。
You heard that, don't commit adultery, but if you have this lusty thoughts when you see a woman, then you are already committed adultery.
又有人说，人若休妻，就当给他休书。只是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇了。
And another sentence, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes the victim of adultery.
所以我们可以看出这个对立的意思。
So we can see the opposite meaning.
我们也知道耶稣说，有人如果打你的右脸，你把左脸也给他打。
And we also heard him saying, if anyone slapped you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also.
这也是不合常理。
This is also non-common logical.
按常理，以牙还牙，以嘴还嘴。
Yeah, according to the common sense, it's eye for eye and tooth for tooth.
所以我们按常理是可以报复，可是不按常理是不要报复。
So according to the common sense, you can resist a evil person, but according to what Jesus teaching, you should not.
按常理，人家改了，向我道歉了，我就可以原谅他。
According to the common sense, somebody offend you, he apologized, then you can forgive him.
可是不按常理，我们因为爱，我们就原谅他，不管他悔改不悔改。
But with the new way, we forgive him with our love, whether he repent or not.
很可能因为你原谅了他，他会自动的就悔改了。
It's most likely that you forgive him first, he may, it may end up with repentance.
所以这个就是说，我们基督徒耶稣的教导是不合常理。
And this is why we say, the teaching from Jesus is not, common logical to this world.
从属世的方面来看，是颠倒的。
From this, the worldly, thing to look at is up and side down.
那么登山宝训说，哀痛的人有福了。
So, in the, Sermon on the Mount, it says, blessed is those who have a sad feeling.
受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are those who was persecuted.
被毁坏的人有福了。
And blessed are those who are merciful.
哀痛、逼迫、毁坏，在一般人的心中不可能是福。
For those who mourn, who suffer, and who are persecuted, in general, is not considered as a blessing.
我们可以看到耶稣的话。
We can see what Jesus is telling us.
所以我们要认识耶稣，我们要了解他的话语，我们不能够按常理 去了解。
So if we want to understand Jesus and understand what he's teaching us, we cannot follow the worldly ideologies.
我们也知道为主牺牲的主必报答。
And we know that if we sacrifice for the Lord will repay us.
只是主报答的方式，主报答的时机，可能跟我们所期待的不同。
And it's just the way that or the timing that the Lord repaid us may not be what we expected.
跟我们所期待的不同，我们就认为是颠倒的。
Since this is different from our expectation, then we think this is upside down.
那么我们知道，我们每一个人都是需要人帮助的。
And we know that everybody need help.
我们一定要承认我们需要人帮助。
We must acknowledge that we need somebody's help.
换句话说，我们要承认我们的软弱。
In other words,We need to acknowledge that we are weak.
这也是与常理不同。
And this is also different from the common logical sense.
按常理，我们不能够显露出自己的弱点。
According to the worldly common logic, we must not reveal that our weakness.
我们要打肿脸充胖子。
And we need to pretend that we are strong.
所以有的时候我们觉得耶稣的教导很难接受。
Therefore, sometimes we find it difficult to accept Jesus' teaching.
可是我们一定要承认我们的软弱。
But we, in the reality, we must acknowledge that we are weak.
我们要承认我们需要帮助。
And we must acknowledge that we need help.
因为我们都知道，医生是为病人所准备的。
We all know that the physicians come because of the patient.
我们要自己认为我们可以自满自足，不需要人帮助，那我们永远得不到任何的帮助。
If we think that We are self-content, we are self-equipped, and we can never get help from others.
那么我们知道，在雅各书里面，那个四章十三节、十五节，我来念一下。嗨，你们有话说，今天、明天，我们要往某城里去。在那里住一年，做买卖得到得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是活是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说：主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事，也可以做那事。
That's what.Is read from James chapter 4, verse 13 through 15. It says, Go to now, yet that say, today or to tomorrow, we will go in such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. So what is your life?It's even a viper that appears a little time and then vanish away. For that, you ought to say, if the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or that.
这里雅各是在谈论我们人的自傲、自大、自夸。
And James is talking about our own self-proudness and self-boastedness.
我们没有想到我们需要人的帮助。
We never thought that we need somebody else's help.
我不应该说我们没有想到，我应该说我们不愿意承认。
I should say that we didn't think about. I should say we would not willing to acknowledge this.
其实我们每一个人都知道我们需要人的帮助，我们有很多事办不到。
Actually, we know that we all need somebody else's help.
只是我们不肯承认。
But a lot of times we don't want to identify that fact.
那么也同样的，雅各这里告诉我们，我们不能够控制一切。
In the same way, James is telling us there's something we cannot control.
那么我们说耶稣来到世上是为众人死。
We say that Jesus came to the world to die for the people.
他来了，不要人侍奉他，而是他要侍奉人。
He came not to receive service, but to serve others.
他来了的目的就是过一个颠倒的生命。
The very purpose that he came is to live an upside down life.
从另一个角度，我们认为我们自己可以控制一切。
On the other hand,We think that we can control everything.
我们可以自己满足一切。
And we can satisfy ourselves everything.
这种想法就是我们心中没有神。
This kind of thinking demonstrates that we have no God in us.
我们就不会看重神。
And we'll look down to think about God.
我们只看重我们自己。
We just look ourselves.
假如我们仔细的思想一下。
If we ponder over this,
我们常常这两种想法都同时存在。
Often we have both thinkings.
有的时候我真是觉得好多事情我都没有办法控制。
A lot of times we think that we cannot control everything.
可是同时又有的时候我觉得我可以控制一切。
And sometimes we think exactly the opposite.
不过有一句很有名的话说，我是我生命的主宰，我是我命运的船长。
There's a famous saying that I'm the master of myself, I'm the, how do I say? 船长。
Captain of my soul.
The captain of our ship. Yeah, enough. Okay, also.
所以这很有意思哈。
This is very interesting thinking.
有的时候我想，我们是不是每一天都过在矛盾中呢？
Are we living every day in such a contradiction life?
生命上有矛盾是好还是不好？
Is that a good thing or a bad thing to have this contradicting life?
我到现在还没有找到答案。
I don't have an answer yet.
我想我们有的时候觉得自己很不错，有的时候觉得自己很不好。
A lot of times we think we are good, And a lot, sometimes we think we are very bad.
可是有一点很重要。当
But there's one thing that is very important to us.
当我们觉得我们不够好的时候，我们需要人帮助的时候，是我们最蒙福的时候。
And we need to know that whenever we think we are not good enough, and we need help, and then that's the moment we are most blessed.
因为那个时候，我们才是一个真真正正的人。
And only in that moment, we are completely human.
愿意跟人来往。
And we will be willing to communicate with people.
人也愿意跟我们来往。
And others are willing to communicate with us.
而不是我们自己高高在上，自以为是。
And not the moment we isolate ourselves and not talking to others.
在我们这个世上有两个完全对立的人生观。
In this world, we have two opposite opinion of life.
这两个之间毫无妥协。
And there's no compromise among the two.
一个是圣经的人生观。
One is from the Bible.
另外一个是属世的人生观。
And the other is from the worldly.
我们思想一下。
Let's think about it.
什么是圣经的人生观？
What is the view from the biblical view?
大家有没有思想过？
Have anybody thought about that?
那么什么是属世的人生观？
And what is the worldly view?
对神来说，他不需要我们给他任何东西。
For God, we don't need to, he does not need anything from us.
相反的，我们的一切都是神给我们的。
Everything we have is provided by God.
神安慰我们。
God comforts us.
神鼓励我们。
God encourages us.
但是神也要我们赞美他。
But God also wants us to praise him.
神要我们荣耀他。
God also wants us to give him glory.
这种说法不是一个很好的表达的方法。
This may not be the best impression.
可是我想不出怎么好好的来表达这一个意念。
But I don't really have a better expression.
我们可以这样说，当神满足了我们的一切的时候，我们的心里面就会要赞美他。
Let's put it this way. When God satisfies us, then from our hearts,From our heart, we want to give him the glory. We want to thank him.
换句话说，神吸引我们去赞美他。
In other words, God draws us to worship him, to praise him.
谢谢你讲这个 draw. 他 draw 我们，吸引我们。把我们带到他的面前。
God draws us and brings us in front of him.
我们都唱过一首诗歌叫 More Like Jesus Every Day.
We know a hymn is More Like Jesus Every Day.
我觉得我们每一个人的生活每一天就是要 more like Jesus.
So our life should be every day we ought to be like Jesus.
他说这个 draw 这个字哈，表示好像我们到井里面去取水。
It was said the word draw, just imagine that we are getting water from a well.
这个井里的水在被人吸引出来。
The water in the well are drawn by human.
这就是为什么我们说我们要天天更像基督。
That's why we said every day we are drawn before him to be like him.
这就是我们基督徒的生命。
And this is our Christian life.
所以我特别喜欢 more like Jesus every day.
So this is why I liked him more like Jesus every day very much.
但愿在这个我们中国新年的时候，我跟大家来分享。
So I wish to share this in this time of New Year.
让我们每一天的度日都是希望能够更像基督。
So that in every day in the life, and we are more like him every day.
那么这样子的话，我们的生命就会很丰富。
So this way, our life will be richly abundant in God's love.
那么我为什么说我们的生命是个颠倒的国度呢？
And why I'm saying our life is an upside down life?
很明显的，我们的生活里面有很多的对立。
And in our life, we have any opponents.
那么我们不可能没有矛盾的地方。
We cannot have a life that is no contradiction to each other.
所以我们要做一个，要过一个真正的生活，我们要在矛盾中寻求和睦。
So we must seek reconciliation in our contradicting life.
我们不可能说这个我们的生命上没有矛盾。
There's no way we can avoid contradiction or confliction.
Yeah. 我们不可能说我们生命上一切都是 black and 都是黑跟白很分明。
We cannot say that our life is black and white.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
我们谢谢你，你给我们每一个人都有一个新的生命。
We thank you for giving us everybody a new life.
为了这个新的生命，我们必须要向我们旧的生命死去。
And we must die our old life when this new life was given to us.
让我们每一个人都愿意服侍人。
May everybody willing to serve others.
愿意我们每一个人都服从在上掌权的。
May everybody are willing to to obey the authorities.
但愿我们每一个人都能够爱那不爱我们的人。
May everybody have the ability to love those who are not lovable.
但愿我们在所有的苦难中都认为是大喜乐。
May all we all think that in our life of difficulty, we will think this is a blessing.
我们这样子的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.